cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. Be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell. 8 miles high and falling fast. Landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before,
But the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Two notorious Mexican drug lords have been arrested. CBS's Christopher Cruz with details.
The Justice Department says Ismael Zambada Garcia, known as El Mayo, an alleged co-founder of the cartel, and Joaquin Guzman Lopez, a son of its other co-founder, face multiple charges of leading the cartel's criminal operations. In a statement, Attorney General Merrick Garland called the cartel one of the most violent and powerful drug trafficking organizations in the world. The two were arrested in El Paso, Texas.
The DEA administrator says the arrest strikes at the heart of the cartel that's responsible for the majority of drugs, including fentanyl and methamphetamine, killing Americans from coast to coast. FBI Director Christopher Wray says they will now face justice in the United States. California Governor Gavin Newsom's working to clear all homeless encampments. Reporter Chris Holmstrom tells us Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass disagrees with the order and said in a statement,
strategies that just move people along from one neighborhood to the next or give citations instead of housing do not work. We thank the governor for his partnership thus far and hope that he will continue collaboration on strategies that work.
Devastating wildfires are rapidly spreading in the Northwest. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is near Chico, California, and reports intense flames are devouring buildings, cars, and anything in the way.
More than a dozen homes charred down to their foundations as the flames quickly swept in. We're told more than 1,100 firefighters are now here battling this blaze, and they have their work cut out for them. We're told that the flames have now progressed into remote, rugged terrain, that firefight complicated by triple-digit heat, high wind and all of that bone dry vegetation.
Now to the latest on a ceasefire deal in Gaza. Families of Americans held hostage by Hamas spoke outside the White House today after meeting with President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
We got absolute commitment from the Biden administration and from Prime Minister Netanyahu that they understand the urgency of this moment now, to waste no time and to complete this deal.
His family members, one of eight Americans still held by Hamas. A major change is coming to Southwest Airlines. CBS's Chris Van Cleve tells us they will no longer offer open seating.
After doing research, the airline found 80% of its own customers preferred a seat assignment. And the number one reason for people to leave Southwest Airlines to fly somebody else was a seat assignment.
And the airline is also now adding a premium extra legroom selection, which, of course, you'll have to pay extra for. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code EARN.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
You getting ready for the summer games?
As you can see, they're pretty sturdy.
Olympians, including British diver Tom Daley, are posting videos on social media, testing out their cardboard beds in the Olympic Village. The coach of American gymnastics star Simone Biles, Cecile Landy, had this reaction to the beds.
Oh, I sat, I was like, oh my God.
The gymnasts are getting mattress toppers to allow them a softer landing at night. On the competition floor, Biles stuck her Yurchenko double pike vault, considered the hardest in women's gymnastics.
I don't see it like that every day.
The first day of competition is the qualifying rounds on Sunday. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Paris.
Meanwhile, you're planning on watching. A new Gallup poll finds most Americans aren't really excited about them. While 35% say they'll watch a little, 30% say they don't plan on catching any of the games at all. The rest fall somewhere in between. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies to the overnight, a light northeast wind and lower 60s by sunrise. For your Friday, mostly sunny skies, but that wildfire smoke will continue to give a little haze in the sky. Highs in the upper 70s and a light southeast wind. It's 60 at our studios.
And whatever comes our way, lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Come on,
come on.
Oh, come on, Snoopy.
Come on.
Thanks for listening. Whether it's North Beach, the zoo, or just a ride along the lakeshore, more timeless hits are on the way from WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I'm going to talk about how candy and beer helped me get good at money. I am not even kidding with this one. You may have heard me talk about having a money meeting with yourself. That's what I started doing when I turned my money life around, and it is still how I keep my life on track today. But back when I was starting out, I needed some motivation to show up to those meetings with myself. So I let myself have candy if it was the morning and, you know, one of my favorite beers if it was sometime o'clock. Knowing that there's a treat coming, if I sit down and look at how I'm doing with my money, that helped get me to the table. They're just little rewards. Swap in whatever it is that motivates you if it's not candy and beer, and schedule that money meeting with yourself if it's not something you're already doing. For more tips on saving more and spending less, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
The preacher talked with me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on. Hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold on. Hold on.
I told him I'm in no hurry. But if I broke her heart, then won't you tell her I'm sorry?
can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
I'll pick up your hand and slowly blow your lips. I'll tell you right now. And a trick in a book, and now, baby.
What's that you say? This is Robinson. Joe to Joe has left us. Round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah, get around, round, round.
Where the kids are hip.
My buddies and me, you're getting real well known.
Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat,
and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet.
None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right
to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away. Say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say brandy. Loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say. She hears him say, Brandy.
Day is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Two leaders of a Mexican drug cartel are now in U.S. custody. CBS News correspondent Manuel Bojorquez reports from Texas.
They are among the most powerful and were among the most wanted drug lords in all of Mexico. But the Department of Justice says they are both now in custody. The co-founder of the notorious